For the cow?
Oh, there we go. Boy, you guys have better memories than mine. I'm glad you remember. You remember that's for the heifer fund. And I forgot mine this week, but he's always can use whatever goes in there. You got any idea what this is? I think it might be a box of some sort. Oh, actually, this is something that I remember when I was about 4 years old. It was something that my uncle brought back from when he had been a pilot in, well, he wasn't actually, he was a navigator in World War II. And he brought that back for my mom. I found that in a drawer when I was down there a couple weeks ago. And Jessica found out that it opens up, it's a long drawer, and inside it, what does it have? It has stick. And she had the right word, chopsticks. Yeah, these are, and you can pass them around here. Yeah, they're, do you have any idea? Well, I know Jessica does, and she called them chopsticks, what they're used for. Oh, David. Hey, David. Do you have any idea what they're used for? Any idea? Well, yeah, very good. They're eating sticks. And over in China, these are sticks they would use to eat. They're just like forks and spoons and, yeah, our eating utensils here. And they even eat rice with those. But they eat all kinds. Soup they would have trouble with, yeah. And soup they will tend to sup their soup. But, yeah, those were kind of interesting to me at the time because even when I was four, and I guess I probably paid more attention to them as I was growing up, it was always something neat that I liked to get out because I liked the sound of the drawer opening and closing. But it also was something that came from all the way around on the other side of the world. And when you're 4 or 5 or 6 years old, yeah, it came from China. When you're 4 or 5 or 6 years old, it's hard to imagine an other side of the world, period, and then to realize that there are people over there that are living lives that are completely independent of ours. Yeah. And that there are so many things that they do differently. And then you start realizing that they're just different doesn't necessarily mean wrong. It's just something different. And when you go in a Chinese or an Oriental restaurant or a Far Eastern restaurant today, they'll have chopsticks, yeah. And it's always a challenge to try and eat your food with them. And I like that challenge because it always reminds me of these chopsticks. But yeah, it tells you that there are lots of people all over the world, different people that do things in different ways. And again, they're not wrong. They're just different. And it's interesting to learn those ways and to find out more about those people. Yeah. And what's kind of really interesting is that this kind of goes in with what our pastor was reading to us out of the Bible today. See, when Jesus came, and we talk about Jesus, and we know that Jesus is there for us. He loves us. And we can talk to him, we can pray to God, and God pays attention to each of us. But what we heard today is that Jesus isn't just for us, but he's for all the people of all the world. All the people over there on the other side of the world that we sometimes don't think about a whole lot, he's there for them as well. And they pray to him. And he answers, pray to God, and God answers their prayers with just as much attention and just as much love as he does for ours. So I just brought this to let you know something which I started learning when I was about your ages, and that is that there are a lot of people in the world, a lot of people that I may never ever see, but they all are ones that God cares about, and we need to care about too. Okay? Thank you.